Hi, everyone. Welcome to Q&A with Big J. I'm very excited. We have our first ever panel of guests, and they are very special guests with us today. I want to introduce the founders and the co-owners of Camps R Us, my parents, Joanne and Gary Turnier. Welcome to Q&A with Big J.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Jay. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm very glad to have you here. What we wanted to do today is kind of give folks out there an idea of a little bit of the history of camp and a little bit more insight into your roles at camp and what you love so much about being camp professionals. So I have a bunch of questions for you. Is it okay if we get started?
Sure.
All right. So, you know, I know the answers to a lot of these questions, but the folks out there don't. Where did you come up with the idea to open your own summer camp?
Well, back in 1993, I was a teacher for the New York City Board of Ed, and your mom was a neonatal nurse at Nassau County Medical Center, and I was also working summer jobs at a local high school in Queens, and the question came up, what do we do with you, our son, and our daughter Lauren when I have to go to work and your mom's got to sleep to go back to work as a nurse? So we looked into neighboring summer camp programs in the area where we lived and found them to be just unaffordable. So we felt that not only were we in a predicament, but there were other families in the community that were in the same situation as we were. So we had to come up with an idea as to how do we start affordable, fun-filled summer camp programs for children. And that's really how we started back in 1993. You and your sister were going to a local Catholic school, Holy Family School in Hicksville. We spoke to the pastor, gave him an idea about using the building for the summer, and that was 1993 with 152 children, and here we are 29 years later. So that's how we really got started. It was all out of an absolute need that we had for childcare.
It's really cool, and I remember those early days. I remember the office in the living room. I remember the typewriter or the word processor, writing up all the stuff, and late nights, and you know, knowing you were up working hard after we had bedtime and stuff like that, and kind of growing from there. Mom, you know, you started to operate camp and run camp while you were starting your nursing career too. How has being a camp professional and a registered nurse enriched your life and kind of worked together to create who you are today?
You know, it's funny that you're asked that because that's an evolution. It keeps happening that my nursing influences my camp decisions around camp, around the business, and around how we care for our staff and for the children and families we serve, our whole camp community, even our vendors. And so I'm a clinical nurse specialist. I'm a holistic nurse, and I've used many of those philosophies and values to integrate different programming and integrate different integrative modalities into the camp experience. Like, for example, during COVID, especially Wellness Wednesdays were a thing that we did online for parents. Now we're very involved in the emotional and mental wellness of children and our staff. So my nursing influences all of the intricacies of camp.
It's pretty cool. You both have that professional background that really feeds into the camp experience and kind of helps you set up what we look for in our staff and what we look for in how campers respond to the camp program. What do you think are some important things for parents to know specifically about our vision for camp in particular?
Well, I think one of the most important things that parents need to realize is that we're Camps R Us is a family business, and we treat everyone within the family business as part of the family. That goes for staff. It goes for senior staff, counselors, parents, and especially the children. We take care of our campers as if they're our own. We want them to be safe. We want them to have a great time. We want them to feel secure. And we want parents to feel the same way, that they know they're putting their child in a program where they're going to be safe, are going to have a great time, are going to make friends, and of course, the affordability factor. It's very difficult for parents living on Long Island these days to afford the extras. And although camp really isn't an extra anymore, it's a necessity. Both parents have to work. So we have to maintain that affordability, but at the same time, making sure that we meet the needs of the family and the camper by a safe, caring environment.
And I think also to add to that, Gary, we were in a position at one point where we had nowhere to turn. We didn't know what we were going to do with you and your sister during the summer. We didn't have the money, even though we were professionals and building our careers. And I haven't forgotten that. And I haven't forgotten that feeling that I felt alone, and I felt like I couldn't give you and your sister a fun summer, you know. And I want to be able to really help families to give all children the opportunity to experience camp if we can. You know, these days it gets harder and harder, you know, but we still keep plugging away and trying. And that would be my goal. We have helped so many children who might not have ever had the camp experience to have the experience, and they've thrived. And we know that camp does kids a world of good, just like the years ago the American Camping Association said. So that's what keeps me going. Anyway.
Yeah, and what also keeps us going is, you know, at this point, being able to see the progression, how we had campers at 5, 6 years old who have grown at this point into mature adults who now work for us, who are school teachers, who are doctors. And again, like, you know, your mom just said, a lot of children don't get the opportunity to go to a camp program for many reasons, and we're just happy to be able to offer the program that we have.
It's really great. To kind of put a bow on this, I think one big thing for us and how we deliver camp is having many locations and being accessible for a lot of families so they don't have to travel too far to camp. Why is that really important? Why do you think we continue to grow and expand into so many locations?
I think that is crucial, especially living in the day and age when folks don't have accessibility. We marginalize, you know, Camps R Us is open to all, and we want to make it accessible to all communities. So that's what our vision is. And the diversity within our camp programs is a beautiful thing. And I think that's what gives us Camps R Us its strength and its power and its, I don't know, ability to just share with others and learn about others. So I think from a perspective of accessibility, it's really important to reach children and families who might not be thinking of camp or thinking perhaps it's out of their reach. And it gives them some hope that their child can participate in a program like this. And also, we learn so much by, you know, expanding into communities that perhaps we would not have had the opportunity to do if we didn't have camp.
And also, real quick, you know, the need for camp and a camp program is not focused on one area. It's needed. Daycare, summer camps are needed across the entire Long Island regions. And that's why it's important for us to offer these programs in multiple locations, because it is needed across Long Island, not just one central location. Everybody's in the same situation.
That was great. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And we're really excited to bring you back on an episode in the future. If anyone out there is listening and wants to get some more information about some of the stuff we've been talking about, check out our website. It's campsrus.org. That's camps, the letter R, us.org. Or give us a call at the office. It's 877-850-CAMP. That's 877-850-2267. And that goes for anyone out there looking to work at camp, too. All that information can be found on the site. Or if you have any questions, give us a call. Thanks so much for being here for this episode. And we'll see you next time on Q&A with Big J.